Preston Grasshopper as it was this afternoon, and you got off to a really good start, didn't you? 7-0 to begin with.
Yeah, we did. We as a summary, the whole first half was probably the best 40 minutes of rugby we've played all season. We were really on the front foot and really at the races and took a lot of our chances and were really clinical. And it was, all started right from the off.
Yeah, that's right. Then they came back into it with a try with no conversion, 7-5. Then a penalty from Liam Reeves and a try from Geoffrey Long, 10-5. Then another conversion, 17-5. 24-5 again, Ben Ivory and again Liam Reeve, and they got back into another try and conversion at 24-12. That's sort of getting towards half time, wasn't it, that particular point?
Yeah, Ben and Geffen probably were our two standout players today, and were performed really well. We let them sneak a couple of tries and we probably shouldn't have, but when we had the ball we always looked really dangerous, so it was really good half of rugby from us.
Yeah, that's right. And you finished at half time 31-12. Another try from this time from Tom Holloway, and again another excellent conversion from Liam Reeve, who just seems to just knock those over the sticks, no problem at all, does he? Really?
Yeah, he doesn't miss many. He's probably the best kicker in the league, and he's won us plenty of games.
Yeah.
Going back, and he doesn't miss many.
So into the second half, and the visitors then come back into it again, 31-17, a try where they missed their conversion, and then a fourth try for the visitors, 31-24. What are you thinking about that particular point?
We for the first 10 minutes of the second half, it was a bit of dead rubber. Nothing was really happening, and then we let them back into it, and we let them get back into it, and we sort of lost a bit of control. And then, it was a bit twitchy bum time, but then we sort of wrestled control back and kicked a couple of penalties just to edge in front and really kill the game.
Yeah, that's right. Then 37-24, again, a try and the conversion. And then the visitors again, just a penalty try, making it 37-31. So getting tight there as it gets towards full time.
Yeah, it was. It was very nervy. I'm not really sure what the penalty try was awarded for, and not many people in the ground were. but it was one of those that we didn't really need with 30 seconds left on the clock. It gave them an opportunity to win the game, but luckily we snuffed their attack out and took the 5 points.
Yeah, so 37-31 the final score, and you remain in fifth place due to the difference between yourself and Hull, so in fifth place, so we're in a good position there, and all looking good. Any injuries at all, or are we okay this week?
No new ones this week. Hopefully we'll have a couple of players back next week, we didn't pick up any new ones today.
Very good. So next week you're away to Harrogate, I believe, and what do you know about Harrogate?
Harrogate have had a tough year, but have picked up a couple of decent results recently. They're in the bottom three, and really, again, we should be going up there and winning. But it's always a tough place to go when you go up to Yorkshire. You know you're in for a physical battle, and we've got to be on the money from the start.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Get all your LFC essentials right now in store on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.